Okay, let's not say anything now.
Hi, guys.
They can be held against us.
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Oh, we thought we lost you forever.
Marciano, there's a few callers that I'm not, that I don't have their names registered. So welcome to all of those on here. I know the three that are, they're speaking, and there's a few other ones, and that's fine. We don't have to introduce everyone.
Okay.
Welcome to the Dark Moon for this
Thank
evening,
you.
September
Thank
8th,
you.
2017. And very excited to be here with all of you. It's been a very, very intense few weeks for all of you, I'm sure, if you're in Florida or in Texas.
Yes.
Or really in all, I guess the rest of the United States is going through other things as well. So it's, the heat is on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The heat is on. Wonderful. So today we have the opportunity to really dive in and release, you know, some of the constructs and the emotional pieces that have been coming up for us during these heated times, I should say, during these challenges that we've been feeling, for those that have been feeling them. And yes. And if you're in peace and you're good, then, you know, the opportunity is still there to expand that even further. Okay. So can everybody hear me okay now?
Yeah.
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 Okay, great. Because I just got a couple more texts. And I think those were old. Okay. So wonderful. So I do want to talk. I'm going to talk a little bit about this great transformation that we're in. And before we do that, I'm going to open up with the Fatiha. I'm going to mute everyone for a few minutes, and then I'll open it back up for everyone, if that's okay. Because there's a lot of background noise. Well, let's see if that works. Okay, that definitely helped. Okay, great. So let's open up with the Fatiha, which is an invocation that we use as Sufis. It's called the prayer and invocation of the opener. It's used in many instances to really create sacred space. And so using, of course, the Arabic, which is one of the sacred languages, which really works with sound and vibration and frequency. And so we're tapping in. And most of the evening I'll be using Sufi chants and working with the vibrations and the frequencies of these words and of these sounds to allow us to experience greater and greater levels of consciousness and transformation and transmutation. So if you know the Fatiha, please join me in saying it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ikdina sirata mustaqim, sirata ladina lamta alayhim, gwayal maktubi alayhim wala dalin. Amen. And in honor of our great Mother Earth, Gaia, and all of the transformation happening on the planet, on her planet. I also would like to open up with the invocation, with the Great Mother Gaia invocation, which speaks to the five expressions of the Universal Mother that are all under the Great Mother Gaia. Great Mother, we are grateful. We are grateful to the Great Mother and all of her manifestations, outside of us and within us. We bow to the Earth Mother and ask her to root our souls deep in her body as we feel her strength anchoring through us and clear the veils of shame and unworthiness that have lived in our beautiful feminine form. We bow to the Ocean Mother and ask her to immerse us into her unconditional ocean of love as we replenish our own thirst and recognize ourselves as this very ocean of love, transmitting the unity consciousness of love to all others. We bow to the Dragon Mother and ask her to awaken her life force within us as we allow her dance of joy to enliven our very being and learn to listen to the deep yearning of our soul's bliss as our guiding force. We bow to the Cosmic Womb Mother of Breath and ask her to merge us into her mystery as we allow our hearts and souls to deeply rest in her womb and feel the nourishment and safety of the Great Mother. We bow to the Dark Moon Mother and ask her to annihilate us into primordial essence as we dissolve who we think we are into the essence of our being and release all the constricting patterns of fear and illusion of separation. We bow to our Great Mother Gaia and her multiplicity in the five universal mothers manifesting in the five elements outside of us and within us. Amen. Amen. So just allow yourselves as we get started to come into your body and just breathe and become present. Letting go of your day, letting go of your thoughts, letting go of the past and of the future. And just being present here with what you notice in your body, with what these words might be bringing in for you, resonating for you. Because all of these words can be seen as vibration and frequency. And as we invite the divine, which I will be calling by the name of Allah, which is the divine God in Arabic, and the ah sound also opens up our heart center, which is the portal to all these other subtle bodies and subtle levels of consciousness within us. So as we invite Great Spirit Allah to be present, to come closer, to allow us to open up to these levels and the levels of consciousness that already exist, but we're not always listening. As we allow our listening to deepen, our seeing to shift from the outer seeing to the seeing of the heart and the seeing of the soul. And as we allow ourselves to just be present with what the divine brings to us in this moment, as we open sacred space, we create sacred space and let go of our doing and rest in our being for the next few moments together. So as many of you know that have been with me and are also aware of the cycles of the moon, the dark moon represents an energetic time every month where we can let go, where we can experience a death of the ego, a death of what no longer serves us, a death of the illusions that are around us, of the mental constructs, of that which we have attached ourselves to that isn't really in our best interest or in our highest interest as we are evolving, because we're always evolving. And so as we go month to month in this human existence, the dark moon time, which is the moon, which is the 3 days right before the new moon, really represents this time where we can really dive in deeply, where energetically the time is right and the vibrations are supporting us even more to let go of all of our outer senses and attachments and go and explore deeply our own inner world and connect even more with our own, with our essence, with the essence of spirit within us, and with our own primordial essence. And so at this time, this is the day right before the new moon. So this is the third night of the dark moon. We want to bring awareness to the transformation that's around us. And of course, the transformation that Mother Earth, Gaia, is also going through, because most of us in this region have just gone through it with her on many levels. And so Mother Gaia has also been going through this death and rebirth on one level in order to open up to something new, to give birth to something new, which occurs energetically on the new moon. And it can occur really on a daily basis for all of us at any time. This cycle of death and rebirth is occurring all around us. And on a deeper level, this cycle of death and rebirth is really an illusion. It's just a transformation from one form to another form. And so on a deeper level, we can really connect to the truth that spirit, which is our divine essence, is really present at all times. And from that perspective, there is no death and rebirth. There is a constant essence of spirit. And so what we are actually dying to is a form of our egoic nature, that part of us that feels separate, that part of us that thinks we are separate and that attaches to the labels, attaches to the names, attaches to the mental constructs. And that is what we have an opportunity to let go and to transform at this time. And so because we are in this human form, this does allow, you know, that this whole process of death and rebirth is necessary because we, in many ways, are both, you know, divine nature and human nature. So in many ways, in order for something new to be expressed, or for the divine essence to express something through us, we in many ways have to allow that, and allow the letting go, allow that space to be created within us. And so the process of death and rebirth is necessary in this plane that we're all playing in. And so in divine astrology, we read the signs to show us what is happening energetically in order to assist our own evolutionary process collectively and individually. And so we're moving into the new moon in Virgo. And the Virgo archetype, energetic archetype, is really about the physical form, our bodies in many ways, and how we are allowing spirit to manifest through us and express through our physical form, express through our own individual actions, our own words, our own ways of expressing ourselves, and on a deeper level, how we are thinking about ourselves. How do we hold ourselves or restrict ourselves to particular patterns that are limiting about ourselves as women in this feminine form that we are in? Virgo really represents, on a deeper spiritual level, the form and the way that we're allowing spirit to express through our form. So that includes thoughts. That includes most of our thoughts and judgments and labels that we may or may not know. They may be conscious or they may be unconscious, but that we hold ourselves in these limitations. Limitations, you know, collectively in our culture that we live in, limitations from our own family of origin, limitations that somehow we believe about ourselves. And with this new moon in Virgo, we have the opportunity to really allow ourselves to let go and create a new expression of spirit coming through us. Really choose how we want to allow spirit to express through us, and let go of the limiting conscious and unconscious thoughts of who we think we are. And in that process, I mean, on some level it's a choice, but in another level it's really about deeply bowing and listening to spirit and how spirit wants to emerge through us. What is the highest vibration of that? Letting go again of our past and thoughts of our past, and letting go of any future expectation of ourselves, and really allowing ourselves to be in the present moment, in this moment, completely in freedom of the past and the future, just deeply listening to what is present right now. What is present in this moment? What is moving through us? What is spirit showing us in this moment and in every moment? And then allowing ourselves to respond to this moment and that moment. And that doesn't mean that, of course, we don't plan things, and you know, we all have to be, you know, we all have responsibilities, and we all have to answer to those things. And of course, we do that, and that requires taking into consideration the past and the future. But having said that, the opportunity here is to really allow ourselves to be as present as possible when we're not needing to be in those responsibility roles, or how can we be in those roles in our daily lives, allowing presence, allowing a new expression, an expression that is in greater alignment to the spirit within you to come through. And so that is what this dark moon in, this new moon in Virgo gives us the opportunity to. And tonight, we will, as we merge ourselves, dive ourselves into the chants of purification, really intend these to clear, transform, and transmute all of these judgments within ourselves that are holding us back, and to purify the places within us that restrict us from being the light of spirit in our physical form, in this amazing, beautiful form that we have been given. And so all of the places that we judge ourselves, that we criticize ourselves, that we feel unworthy, that we feel less than and incapable, all of those ways we can allow ourselves to really just we want to hand it over and let go, and let go of all of the mental constructs, that the paradigms that we have experienced of pain and the meaning that we've given that in our lifetime. Because many times our meaning, the meaning that we have given it, is not the highest and truest meaning. And many times we don't know what the wisdom is in that. But the first step is to actually just trust that there's a greater wisdom, and trust that we are so much more than we think we are. And so, let's see if there's anything else I wanted to say before we dive in. And so I just want to mention one more thing about the astrological sign of Virgo. In Virgo, the energy of the sign, the astrological sign of Virgo, is also represents the Virgin. And the Virgin is really a representation of our own purity of light. And if you read about the esoteric astrology in Alice Bailey's books, and if you're familiar with that level of esoteric astrology, it talks a lot about the Virgin also representing the beloved, the union of the beloved and the lover, of the union of form and spirit. So that in this archetype, in this energetic field, we're able to receive spirit through us and let it merge in the body, allowing it to, the two to become one. So it talks about the duality becoming and experiencing the oneness in our bodies. And so, you know, it also represents, because Virgo on a more outer level, on the physical level, represents physical attachments, right? And the mundane world. And so it's really about letting go of the physical attachments that we think are needed in order for us to really experience our greater happiness, if you may, or our greatest union of bliss. And so in many ways, it's really the essence of spirit that we are constantly seeking in all of these outer manifestations. And so the Virgo astrological sign is really a remembrance to each and every one of us that that union is within us, and that union is attainable within us at all times, really. So with that, I'd like you to get comfortable. I'm going to open it up for comments at the end so that we can just take advantage now of the time and dive in. So allow yourselves to, if you can, if you're comfortable, to sit up and with your spine straight in a perhaps lotus position or meditation position, leaning your back against something, that would be wonderful. If that is not comfortable for you and you absolutely want to lay down, then that is fine. I think if you can sit up, it's there's a whole process that happens in the spine that the sitting in a lotus position really helps. But nonetheless, you will receive exactly what you need, as always. And so let's just start with our breath. And I know I spoke a lot about a lot of different things. So just, you know, let it, whichever part resonated and kind of came into your body, just allow it to be there, and you can discard the rest. Remember, all knowing is already within you, and I'm just serving as a reminder for your own soul and spirit. So whatever you need to know is already within you. And just allow yourself to take a deep breath and become aware of your physical body. And notice how your breath comes into your body, merges with your body, moves your body, and then is exhaled from your body. And then just notice the dance of that inhale and exhale. And then as you notice that dance of the inhale and exhale, notice if there's a wave motion or there's a movement. It could be on the inner, or it can actually be on the outer. Very, very subtle. As you deeply listen to spirit within you, to this aspect of your own divine nature. Just notice if there's a swaying in your body, if there's a movement, a vibration that you can gently let your physical body melt into, bringing your awareness into your breath, into your physical form, and then into the subtle dimensions of consciousness that are informing your physical form. Then allow yourself to root in deeper into your pelvic cavity and then feel your sitting bones in this whole pelvic cavity deeply rooting into Mother Earth Gaia. Feeling the gravitational pull of Mother Earth. You can start to allow yourself to rest in that. Knowing that that gravity is an expression of love, is an expression of the divine love of Allah, the divine love of God, the divine love of oneness. Moving through Gaia, planet Earth, and then moving through us. So let yourselves feel completely held and safe. Maybe even moving. We're feeling the movement through your own body, a rhythm of Mother Gaia, and the rhythm of her elements that are the foundations of your body, of our body, of our physical form. And of course, being infused by the divine essence, by the life force itself. So it's a marriage of the two. And so as we begin our chanting, I'm going to do a round of the Istighfar Allah Lazim. which is what we call the Talba, which allows us to purify and return to the essence. Return our hearts, return our souls, return our minds, our thoughts, letting go of the illusions of the egoic nature. And so you can follow along. We're going to do 100 of the one round of the Astaghfir Lalavim. And here we go. Astaghfir Lalavim, 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 Astaghfirullah Ladin. 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 Leile heilahu, al hail kayum wa tu baile. So let yourselves open up to the lights. The divine qualities that are coming in. Open up to compassion with yourself. To patience, sabor. And to the perfection of yourself in this moment. And now I'm going to read and chant eleven times the purification of the body, heart, and soul, and spirit, and intellect. This is also the light prayer. And I will read it once in English, and then I'm going to do a round of 11 in the Arabic so that we can allow the vibrations and the frequencies to transmute and transform. Our own fields. O Allah, put light in my body, and light in my soul, and light in my heart, and light in my spirit, and light in my intellect, and put in front of me light, and behind me light, and above me light, and underneath my feet light, and light on my right side, and light on my left side. Ya Allah, Allahum yalfi badani nuran, wafi nafsi nuran, wafi kalbi nuran, wafi ruhi nuran, wafi akli nuran, wa yalmin amami nuran, wa min kalfi nuran, wa min fauki nuran, wa min tahta aqdami nuran, wa an yamini nuran, wa an yasari nuran. Ya Allah, Allahum yalfi badani nuran, wafi nafsi nuran, wafi kalbi nuran, wafi ruhi nuran, wafi akli nuran, wa yalmin amami nuran, wa min kalfi nuran, wa min fauki nuran, wa min tahta aqdami nuran, wa an yamini nuran, wa an yasari nuran. Ya Allah, Allahum yalfi badani nuran, wa fi nafsi nuran, wa fi kalbi nuran, wa fi ruhi nuran, wa fi akli nuran, wa yalmin amami nuran, wa min kalfi nuran, wa min fauki nuran, wa min tahta aqdami nuran, wa an yamini nuran, wa an yasari nuran. Ya Allah, lahum yalfi badani nuran, wa fi nafsi nuran, wa fi kalbi nuran, wa fi ruhi nuran, wa fi akli nuran, wa yalmin amami nuran, wa Omin kafinudan, omin fokinudan, omin takta aktaminudan, waanya mininudan, waanya sarinudan. Ya Allah, alakum ya fi badaninudan, wa fi nafsinudan, wa fi kalvinudan, wa fi ruhinudan, wa fi aklinudan, wa yalmin amaminudan, wa min alkafinudan, wa min fokinudan, wa min takta aktaminudan, waanya mininudan, waanya sarinudan. Ya Allah, alahum ya fi badani nuran, wa fi nafsi nuran, wa fi kalbi nuran, wa fi ruhi nuran, wa fi akli nuran, wa yalmin amami nuran, wa min kafi nuran, wa min falki nuran, wa min takta akdami nuran, wa anya mini nuran, wa anya sari nuran. Ya Allah, alahum ya fi badani nuran, wa fi nafsi nuran, wa fi kalbi nuran, wa fi ruhi nuran, wa fi akli nuran, wa yalmin amaminudan, wa min kalfinudan, wa min fokinudan, wa min takta aktaminudan, wa anya mininudan, wa anya sarinudan. Ya Allah, alahum ya fi badaninudan, wa fi nafsinudan, wa fi kalbinudan, wa fi ruhinudan, wa fi aklinudan, wa yalmin amaminudan, wa min kalfinudan, wa min fokinudan, wa min takta aktaminudan, wa an Yamini Nuran, Wan Yasari Nuran. Ya Allah, Alahum Yalfi Badani Nuran, Wafi Nafsi Nuran, Wafi Kalbi Nuran, Wafi Ruhi Nuran, Wafi Akli Nuran, Wayalmina Mami Nuran, Wamin Kafi Nuran, Wafi Falki Nuran, Wamin Takta Akdami Nuran, Wan Yamini Nuran, Wan Yasari Nuran. Ya Allah, Alahum yalfi badani nuran, wafi nafsi nuran, wafi kalbi nuran, wafi ruhi nuran, wafi akli nuran. Wa yalmin amami nuran, wamin kalfi nuran, wamin falki nuran, wamin takta akdami nuran, waan yamini nuran, waan yasari nuran. Ya Allah, alahum yalfi badani nuran, wafi nafsi nuran, wafi kalbi nuran, wafi ruhi nuran, wafi akli nuran. Wa yalmin amaminudan, wa min kalfinudan, wa min falkinudan, wa min takta aktaminudan, wa anya mininudan, wa anya sarinudan. Ya Allah, alahum yalfi badaninudan, wa fi nafsinudan, wa fi kalbinudan, wa fi ruhinudan, wa fi aklinudan. Wa yalmin amaminudan, wa min kalfinudan, wa fi falkinudan, wa min takta aktaminudan, wa anya mininudan, wa anya sarinudan. Ya Allah, thank you for all that we have received this evening, for this opportunity to come together, to be together in union with you, to come closer to your essence of oneness. O Allah, we pray for Mother Gaia, and for the land, for the earth, for the oceans, for the animals, and for the humans. We pray that you keep us safe in all of these transformations and rebirths of Mother Gaia. We pray that you give us strength and peace, and let us be the highest expression of your divine essence. We pray that you allow us to transform and transmute all of our egoic illusions that no longer serve us. Ya Allah, Shakur, Ya Allah, Noor. Ya Allah, Al-Ghafur. Ya Allah, Sabor. Ya Allah, Jamil. Ya Allah, Wahhab. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim. Ya Allah, Al-Kafil. Ya Allah, Rauf. Ya Allah, Al-Hafiz. Ya Allah, Al-Rafi. Ya Allah, Al-Qadir. Ya Allah, Al-Hadi. Ya Allah, Al-Bar. Ya Allah, Tawab. Allow us to receive all the beautiful universal qualities in our heart and our soul. Allow us to stand in them and transmit them unto all the human beings and all the animals and all of those on Mother Gaia. We thank you, Ya Allah Shakur. We are in gratitude. Thank you. Amen. And so just allow yourselves to just really take it all in. All of these levels, all of these beautiful universal qualities that exist within you. As you come into this conscious awareness of the world, allow yourself to still bring through this awareness of the inner worlds and of your essence and the essence in every other person that you see, that you come in contact with, and that you relate to. Remembering that whatever state they're in or that you're in, it does not deny the truth of the light and your divine nature within you. And so have mercy, have patience, and be that compassion. For yourself and for others in the world at this time. Because that is really what is needed from all of us on the planet at this time. And let your own connection with divine essence really guide you from moment to moment, listening deeply to how spirit is moving you and what is being asked of you in service to the greater good, in service to oneness, in service to the divine, in service to Allah. Amen. And I thank all of you for being here. I'm going to open up the lines and unmute. And if there's a lot of background sound, you can mute yourselves. So everybody is unmuted. And I would love to hear if anybody would like to share. I'd love to hear who's out there and anything that you'd like to share about this evening.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I must have missed if you ever posted this before. I'm glad that I caught it tonight and know that you're doing this. I feel a complete peace, and I could feel the energy just coming through me. And when you started saying something about the, like with us, about the love and the lover or something like that, I could see the union of the both within me, and that it twice, and that just felt very, just very nice.
Beautiful.
I'm still kind of feeling a little, how do you say, subdued.
I know. Yes, I know. And I always open it a little, you know, because of time, I want to honor everyone's time, but I know we're still really in the deeper vibrations of it all. And
yes.
Yeah. And so I also want to say, on my website, I do have the recordings of the past months. So
okay.
Feel free to tune into that, and you know, anybody can go on the website. It's free. It's under the Dark Moon page.
Okay.
On the website is the recordings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Thank you. You too.
I hear some deep breathing in the background, if anybody else would like to put words to that.
Hi, Lenore. It's Aravia.
Hi, Aravia.
Hi, thank you. I just want to say thank you and go back to this place where I'm at. But just wanted to acknowledge that. Wow. I don't even have words right now to describe where I'm at. But I really love this bliss. And I'll get back to you.
Yeah, and you don't have to leave it. You know, we can practice being in the dunya, in the world, and, you know, with our bliss in the heart and soul. You know, that's a good practice.
Mm-hmm.
Much needed practice. Yes.
Mm. Yes, thank you.
Well, I want to thank you also and briefly say that I experienced pure presence and some deep peace after a little bit of turmoil, and that released. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Also, the theme of death, transition, and rebirth has been coming through since our last class. And I wrote about it today, so I will send it to you. It's really been a huge theme. It keeps coming up. And I was delighted to hear the way that you phrased it this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really about, you know, coming to face with, you know, our mental constructs of and our fear of death and what that means. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so there's a few other people that I really haven't heard from, and I'm not sure who they are. So if anybody else would like to say anything before we close. Okay, well, I will let you guys all go. I want to really thank you for coming on and taking the time to come together as a group and moving through this process. And I feel very honored to be able to lead this group once a month. It's really a joy and a blessing. And you guys is what makes it so for me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. That was pretty powerful, I have to say. Everything that you said, it was like I could feel the death, but it was a beautiful thing, and I could feel the connection to the earth. It was like you, Allah, everybody wanted it to be magical tonight, at least maybe to touch me.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming on, and I look forward to our next dark moon. And you know, you can always go on the page, and all the dates are there, so you can put it in your calendar already. And it's always the same number, the same Zoom number ID.
Okay.
So you could, program it for yourselves and have a once a month date.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you all, sisters.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.